Sean Pereira, thank you very much for taking my call.
No problem. Pleased to be able to join you.
Now, you are at the International Maritime Organization's Marine Environment Protection Committee's meeting, the MEPC 73 in London. One of the issues that they're looking at is the ban or phase out of heavy fuel oils. What has happened since the last meeting in April? Where is this file now? What changes have happened since then?
Well, since April, back in April, we had a lot of support for moving forward on developing a ban on the use and carriage of heavy fuel oil in the Arctic. More than 20 countries spoke up supporting the ban. A few were more reticent, but they didn't oppose a ban. I think that's important to note. But they felt that there were other types of measures that they wanted to trial first. Since then, there hasn't been much progress because we've really had to wait for this meeting. One big bit of progress is that Greenland has now come out firmly in support of a ban. They've done some economic assessment to see what the impact would be locally and determined that while there would be some impact, it wouldn't be huge and they'd be able to cope with the additional costs that might be expected from moving to a slightly more expensive fuel. So that's one big change. But now really we're at a point now where we need to look at how to assess the overall impacts of a ban, both environmental benefits and the economic costs, and to move from that point towards actually starting the work on developing the ban, which hopefully will happen in the beginning or start in the beginning of next year.
Now, you mentioned some of the countries that are reticent to commit to a full ban right away. I'm presuming you're talking about Canada and Russia, among others?
Yes, primarily Canada and Russia. Russia were supported at the last meeting by China, and the Marshall Islands have been very supportive of the Canadian position. Yes, but as I say, no one has actually opposed a ban at this stage, and we do believe that for some of those countries, it's perhaps not that they oppose a ban as the way forward, but they just feel that there are other measures that could be used that might be effective. We would argue that we don't think they can be effective, that none of them that we've analyzed anyway would give the security that we need. They would all leave some volumes of heavy fuel oil being used in the Arctic, and we just think the risks are too big. Now, what we're hoping is that as we get deeper into the subject and we look at those risks and we look at the costs of moving away from heavy fuel oil to the lighter fuels and that we look at the environmental benefits that will ensue from moving away from the heavy fuel oils, that we can persuade those countries to come on board. Russia certainly is very well positioned to move away. Its industry is already talking about moving away from all oil-based fuels, not just the heavy ones, but the lighter ones too, and moving to liquefied natural gas, LNG. That still brings an environmental cost, but is certainly a cleaner form of fuel for an interim period until we're in a position to be able to move away from fossil fuels altogether.
Now, what would be the kind of the ideal outcome for you from this meeting? What would you like to see happen here?
Well, what we'd like to see happen this week is a clear message sent to the technical subcommittee to get on and develop the ban. It's nearly 10 years now since the Arctic Marine Shipping Assessment was published by the Arctic Council, which clearly identified oil spills as the greatest threat from shipping in the Arctic. And subsequently, there was work published, commissioned by the Arctic Council, that looked at the pros and cons of heavy fuel oil versus distillate oil that clearly identified a reduced risk by moving from heavy fuel oil to distillate fuels. So we feel that now, you know, 10 years on, or 10 years since the AMSA report was published, it's time that we got on with the job. And so what we want is a clear message sent with the terms of reference for the work to the technical subcommittee to get on and deliver within the next year.
And this is the Pollution Prevention and Response Subcommittee?
Yes, that's right. The technical subcommittee focuses on pollution prevention and response. It only meets once a year. It's hopefully will start work in early 2019 and finish completed in 2020. So what we'd like to see is the work completed so that we can approve a new regulation that would effectively bring the ban into effect. It would have to go through a two-stage approach of approval in 2020 and adoption in 2021, and then it would take effect.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, the trend is for the Arctic ice to recede more and more, and we see this accompanied by increased cruise ship and marine shipping activity. I mean, this year we had the first big container ship cross the Russian Arctic, the Northern Sea Route. We've had, big cruise ships going up there. What's your message to the industry?
Well, our challenge to the industry is to take the initiative, grab the initiative in their own hands and move away from heavy fuel oil. We know it's possible. We don't have to have international regulation to make it happen. It would be better if there's international regulation. It means it will be enforceable. But there are already a number of expedition cruise operators not using heavy fuel oil, and increasingly a few other shipping sectors are beginning to move away to. There's ice breaking company Arctia don't use heavy fuel oil, and quite a lot of interest from other sectors now to move to cleaner fuels.
Mm. Well, thank you very much, and I hope to speak with you again maybe on Friday when we see what the results of this week's meetings are.
Thank you. Be delighted to.